Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to third for the out. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive towards third. Calm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski takes first base on ball four. Robertson moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Grabowski moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive towards short. Sisell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field. Kaum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier is 0-for-1 in the game. Derosier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Kraus goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Blankenship scores. Mostill goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Metzler scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaum goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Metzler strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-2 in the game. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krause moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Ma still picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ma still. Robertson moves to third. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski strikes out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-3 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krause hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.